I'm having this weird dream lately, over and over, and I'm not sure who to talk to about it. Martha and I, she's very busy with her work, and I don't want to worry her. Maybe it's just stress, settling down, you know, really taking roots and everything. It's not easy. We thought we'd have more time, and now I can't even make it to the book club regularly. Sorry for talking your ear off, but I'm having this weird dream lately. I hope it's okay if I talk to you about it. I really don't know who else to tell. You know how in dreams you're kind of just somewhere? It's the same here. I remember that we're on the road with the circus. I know I got there, but I don't know where. Well, no, that's not right. I know exactly where, but I couldn't tell you where that is exactly, if you know what I mean. There's fields stretching in every direction into the endless dark, but I can see corn, though I could swear sometimes it's wheat, pushed down by the wind and displacement of our engine, as the train's headlight cuts a path through the shadows and the swaying stalks wave us goodbye. The train sounds like it always does, clanking, huffing, and screeching away, eating the miles between us and our destination. They're very monotone machines, really. Ours had a tendency to always sound the same, like there was only one train in the world, on the only rails in the world, always traveling the same route, which, of course, it didn't. I make my way through the mess, past some of our people. They pay me no mind, but I smile, greet, and nod, and I imagine so do they. I pass Rodri. We've been friends for a long time. It feels weird to only know something like that as if someone handed me a manual. Like a circuit switch to friend, and now I know he is. And I realize it's the same with the others. I can tell you who they are and what they're supposed to mean to me, but it's like reading about someone else. Uneasy, I leave the mess wagon and breathe the night air that should taste fresher and should be louder. I fumble for a cigarette, and our stage magician offers me a light. Frederico? Something with Fred. I can't quite remember, which is weird since everyone else is imprinted crystal clear in my mind. He stands there with his awkwardly angled arms and starts to talk about quitting smoking, something I feel we've done 100 times. Something I already should have done because of Dory. Something we both already did. I don't even remember him being a smoker or liking to talk to him. That is the moment I realize that I can't see his face. The blurred, featureless surface emits noises I know should be words, but they only give me a raging headache, even drowning out the screaming of the train. I shout and yell at the others inside, but they're indifferent to the horror and go about their business as if everything was fine. The faceless magician blabbers on, and I try to back away, but huge hands emerging from the darkness around me press me to the cold wagon floor. I can't move, and all I can do is stare at a starless night sky as everything goes silent around me. And then I wake up, alone in our bedroom. This nightmare clinging to me as if something in me refuses to let it go. I'm really sorry for talking your ear off like that, but I'm having this weird dream lately.